Welcome to the Freakin' Fantastic Fantasy Football Podcast. We break down the ins and outs of each matchup to determine who will be a champion and a loser. Here are your hosts, Josh and Justin.
Hello, podcast world. Welcome to 4S5. This is Justin, and I'm here with the commissioner, one and only, Josh Crawford. How's it going?
How you doing, guys? Everything's going peachy king. Apologies about not being able to record last week. Our schedules ended up not syncing up, but Justin, you did a great job filling in by yourself. So
I wasn't all by myself. I had a little help from the wonderful Alex Bird, of course.
Oh, yeah. So thank you, Alex, for filling in last week. Glad to have you step in.
Absolutely. Appreciate all the input from the fellow teammates. Let's get right into this week. And you got any notes for the week, Josh?
Just one is that we got trade deadlines coming up. So I think trade deadline is this Saturday. So if anybody's going to make any final trades or make any trades to push for the playoffs, this is the week to make them. You got, 3 days? So, get those trades in or forever hold your peace.
Sounds good. So let's go right to the Week 10 recap. Do you want to start with your game, Josh?
Sure.
You were facing off against Matthew, right?
Do you want to give me the recap again? This apologies, I'm driving, so.
All right, yeah, sorry. So, yeah, you faced against Matthew, which, of course, is Mega Miller's team. You did not win, unfortunately. Lost a close game by 6.
Yeah, I had Etienne didn't do what he was supposed to do for me this week, and I didn't start. I think if I played Curtis Samuel on my bench, I might have pulled it off. But I thought I had it going into Sunday night, but Debo Samuel decided to only catch the ball twice and only get 29 yards, so he got me 4 points. And then Gerald Everett got hurt, so lost by 6 points. And
you should have played Tony.
Yeah, I know. Should have played Kadarius Toney. If I had him in, everything probably would have been, I would have won, right? So I should have realized the Jags were going to let somebody go off for Kansas City. And the Jags decided not to even acknowledge that Toney existed. So they left him wide open all the time on the field.
I got to give hats off to Matthew, though. Picking up Rashad White for the Buccaneers and game in Germany, and up 16 points.
Yeah, Matthew made a really good decision, and looks like Rashad White's going to be a starter going forward, so it'll actually help Matthew going into the playoffs as well.
Yeah, I don't think Fournette will go away if he's healthy, but definitely going to give some carve out a role for him on that team. And if Tom Brady's playing like he is, and everyone's going to try to score.
Yeah, and Fournette's hurt, right? He's got the hip injury, so who knows how long he's going to be down.
Yeah, but they got a bye week coming in. How they get back from Germany? Yeah. Right into the same game, which will be Eric versus Alex. So versus CW won't call back. The score was 127-60 in favor of Alex. And the note that I have for this is that two are better than one, as Alex had Jefferson almost 30 points to outplay CeeDee Lamb, who had, because he had 3 touchdowns of his own. But just going to outdo it. And Alex continued on his little roll. He's on like a 5-game streak, which is crazy.
Yeah, no, crazy. 160-127. So Eric finally put up a passable week, and Alex Bird just rolled over him. So good on Alex.
That is Carson City Goobers versus Miami Sharks. And of course, guy we like a lot, Justin Ray, or his team at least, won big again, 107-73. Even without Kyler Murray, he played well. The only one that did great for John was.
Yeah, I mean, Jalen Hurst did okay, and everybody else decided not to even show up. Like, single-digit points from everybody but Hurts.
Yeah, that's not going to cut in this league for you.
No, and then yeah, McCaffrey got Justin 16 points. Chubb only got him 14. Komet got him 23, though. Lawrence and Komet were those two highest scoring players of the week. Pulled them through that win. Barry squeaked it out. But I think I would have beaten John if I played him. So.
Here. Anyone Most? Playing John, even Chris, who scored 74, would have beaten John by 1 point.
John got the lowest score of the week, yeah. John's going to have some problems now that Cup's gone. So.
Yeah, we'll get into that later. Absolutely. Now we're going to go to the next game. My favorite week, only because it's my game, and that I actually won big. I scored the most of the league of the week, 172, against Chris, which only got 74, like we said. So I can't believe I won by 98. I mean, I am still in awe of that, even after 2 days after.
I mean, Fields is a great pickup for you. I think 48 points, and he's been on a roll, and he plays the Detroit Lions next week. Oh, no, he played the Detroit Lions this week. I think he's got just another juicy matchup next week. So, Fields is a great pickup for you. That's going to be good for you going forward.
Yeah, it's great because, you know, he's not throwing a whole lot, which I understand, but he's running an incredible amount, which is, of course, you know, better, you know, points-wise in the long run anyway.
Yep.
But, I mean, just – I was hoping for, you know, a good 20-plus a game from a quarterback, because that's what I was kind of lacking for my team overall. But, you know, put almost back-to-back 50-point games, it can't be wrong with that. And Jonathan Taylor did good again for me, got 28 points. And then I picked up Joe Wilson Jr. because I needed some running back help since, you know, Benjamin was getting back to the bench with Connor coming back. So just overall, great effort from all my team right there.
Yeah, and then you had a drop, you know, Benjamin, because he got cut from his squad. So
I don't know. I knew he wasn't going to start anymore, but I didn't think he was actually going to get cut from the Cardinals, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, and I think
he's now with Houston.
Yeah, so we'll see how that does for Damian Pierce going forward. Pierce may not be as smash of a play. I mean, he'll still get his touches, but it won't be as much.
I think he'll still have a role, but. Then it might just be like a pass down back or just change pace.
Yeah, you know, it's just probably like, we can't keep giving Pierce, you know, 30-plus touches a game. We need to have some sort of insurance back. So.
Absolutely. Let's get right to the next game. That's going to be Joe Stanley versus Zach Tanner. So running up that hill versus the Super Saiyans. And Joe wins another big one, 131-92. Yeah, for sure. Got to have one assist, good, I guess. It was kind of interesting of two guys that, I mean, Foreman has been on a roll, but I haven't heard anything from McLaurin in a long time.
I know. Scary Terry finally decided to show back up. It's because Taylor Heineke loved to just chuck it down there to him, and Taylor's like, all right, thanks, I'll take it.
Exactly.
Kind of like Kyler Murray and D-Hop.
That's another combo I love.
F it and chuck it.
Absolutely.
That's how it goes.
Zach had Mahomes, who did pretty well, but other than that, like, didn't get a lot of help from other players. So that's why.
Yeah, he had a few people on bye, so he had to try to, you know, pick up a scrub team to try to just put together a roster.
And from our last game of the recap, we have Caleb versus Bradford, which is Rat City Clutch versus Team Dadford. It was actually a pretty close game, 100-107. Team Dadford still in the victory there. He got a quiet day from Eckler, which gave Bradford and Aaron Jones the opportunity to take the game over and pull out the win.
Yeah, it seems like there was a lot. There was like some big scores this week. There was also quite a few small scores. So it seems like everybody's team kind of all over the place.
Yeah, for sure. That's how it goes, especially with all the inconsistencies I was talking about with Alistair last week, about how players are doing really well for a week and they'll kind of spit her off for a couple weeks. This is kind of how it goes, unfortunately.
It's going to be very interesting to see in the playoffs, right? Whoever's team can get hot at the end and stay hot, but there may be some wild scoring in the playoffs too. Like somebody who you know, is number one seed the entire year, they may get taken out in the first, you know, well, I guess they get their first round bye, but. And they get taken out in the second week because somebody, you know, their team decides not to show up and the other team decides to blow up. So,
would you like nobody's? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it just seems like nobody's team has really been consistent. I mean, I thought Ray's team was, but the last couple of weeks have been kind of down weeks on him. So,
but yeah, the only thing, like I said, Augsburg is a 5-game win streak, so you can't really deny that right now. He's on a good roll.
Yeah.
But other than that, like I was going to say, would you rather in fantasy have a first round bye and like risk the chance of your players doing well for nothing?
I think
get on a good roll.
I take the bye. I take the bye any day because you have a chance too. Your team decides to take a dump that week and then the next week. But it's all based on your players, right? So anytime you can get a bye into the and win and not have to worry about risk that that game, that losing game, that's how I like to roll. But that's just me.
Can you take on that? Yeah, no, I definitely would.
Yeah,
take the bye. It's guaranteed you don't pass. But
yeah, Chris Malin, man, that sticker is looking closer and closer to going to him. So poor guy just got, you know, got the raw end of the deal in the draft this year.
Please, like everyone else should have a sticker.
Yeah, I guess this is the last place is going to either Eric or Chris, but Eric's got a 2-game lead on Chris in the last for last place. So, and you just won, you know, and your team's on a hot streak, so you're not going to be down there at the bottom tier. Maybe Zach would be in line for it, but I don't know. The scoring this year has been so off that, like, all over the place.
You know, besides Hallett's and Ray, they're the only two teams with 7 wins. Everyone else is kind of really kind of in the middle, besides Chris, who's only had 2 wins himself. But, I mean, anything can happen the next few weeks, you know, guys go up. It's going to come down to time this week to determine the final spot. So, you never know.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, there's quite a few teams that are, I mean, even down to the 8th place of 5-5 teams. So, and then, you know, you and Eric and Zach are all 4-6, so you're only 1 game out behind the 5-5. So point differential is going to be it's going to come down to tiebreakers, I think. So my team just needs to survive and squeak into the playoffs, I think, is what I'm shooting for. I need to get through week 11 with my bipocalypse. And
looking at the standings now, and I'm only – because I basically on tiebreakers, I'm only 8 points away from Joe, who's in 7th place. But Bradford and Zach have more wins than me by 1, so that's why they're ahead of me.
The top 6 teams make playoffs, so.
Yeah, the 2 winners of the divisions will make playoffs with a bye, and then the rest of the 4 teams total will make the playoffs.
Yeah, so you have to be in 6th place or better in order to make the playoffs and for the actual championship, so. It'll be a fun, interesting end of the year because we're also bunched up in the middle. So the standings could be still – everybody's in it mathematically. Even Chris Wienland, but he'd have to go on a tear and need some help to get out to get into the playoffs. So,
hey, doesn't mean it's not impossible.
Doesn't mean it's impossible. It's like, so you're telling me there's a chance.
Absolutely.
So, Chris, I'm still pulling for you.
Of course, Chris, we love you. Go right to our fab grab right now. And I'm actually going to call this Eric's crab because he, like, bought everyone this week. He went on a spree, of course. He bought Christian Watson, who was the big player for Packers this week, for $25. He got Dalton Schultz for $10. And he bought Brian Robinson for $15, which is funny because he traded me a while ago, but I had to drop him due to other buys and stuff. Money, and hopefully that works out for him. If not, he's going to be a big paycheck.
Making a push. Yeah, making a big push. He actually stole a few players from me. I threw some money on Dalton Schultz, thinking I could upgrade my tight end, especially with Gerald Everett being injured. And then I threw some money on Brian Robinson, thinking it would be good to have him for a spot start this week and the running back. But, you know, I shouldn't have been cheap. I should have just spent the money when I needed it. And, good job, Eric, on spending the money that he needed.
He outbid me for Christian Watson because I was definitely going to try to get him for my flex this week, but I only bet $15 because I only have 32 left. So that's why I was unable to go.
You paid big for Jeff Wilson, so.
Yeah, I needed a running back last week.
I was gonna bid up Jeff Wilson too, but I needed somebody to start this week. Jeff Wilson's on bye as well, so.
Absolutely, man. All right. So let's
keep going on. Next segment.
We're gonna do not my favorite team, so we're gonna do our favorite team and our least favorite team of the week. You want to start, Josh?
All right. Sure. My favorite team. I'm still going with Ray. I know McCaffrey's not doing as much as it used to because he doesn't have to be the superstar out there in San Francisco, but he's still a solid running back, top 10. He's got Nick Chubb, who had a low week last week, still top 10, and he still managed to win. So Justin Ray's got that, you know, a little bit of luck, a little bit of, you know, good team sleeping him. So I think Ray's going to be probably the team to beat. Him and Alex are the team to beat, so.
And your least favorite?
My least favorite. I got to go with Chris Whelan. Man, brother, I love you. You're like one of my favorite people, but man, your team stinks. So, I know it's been a rough season for him, and it's just me piling on him is not my favorite team, but it's just tough sledding every week. And, you know, it doesn't help with, you know, when I played him, I scored a whole bunch of points against him. And then when you played him, you scored a whole bunch of points against him. It's like, Chris just can't catch a break. So
it feels kind of like Bradford 2 years ago when he lost like his first three round picks, the first 3 weeks, and just could not catch a break the whole season.
Yeah, if you played John, he would have won. So
woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Yep. Sorry, you play who you play. We always say that every week, right? So
I'm gonna go to my favorite team, which is gonna be Alex, which is CW won't call back, just because he's on a great hot streak. You know, he's doing pretty well, putting up big numbers, so can't really fault him for that. As far as my least favorite right now, I'm going to go with John Snavely. What we talked about before, how his bench is just going to be almost a ghost in the next few weeks. So that's definitely going to hurt her, not really help him either. Power rankings. All right, and we're back. Fortunately, Josh had to dip out of the podcast episode this week. He was driving, he's got other errands to do. And so we decided to be best by finish the episode for today. Thanks for all your help, Josh. Hope you're doing good. Can't wait to have you back next week. We'll go right to our power rankings. So for number one, I got Alex Bird, CW will call back. Number two, Carson City Goobers. Number three, Millard's Mega Team. Number four, Rat City Clutch. Number five, Mac Attack. Number six, Team Dadford. Number seven, Prestige Worldwide. Number eight, Running Up That Hill. Number nine, Oh My God, Win. Number 10, Super Saiyans. Number 11, Miami Sharks. And number 12, last but certainly not least, at least in our hearts, Inglorious Staffords. That's all I kind of got for today. Thanks everyone for listening. Be sure to keep an eye on Instagram for us pod. If you want to dispute our power rankings, leave a message, say hi, or just want to be on the pod in general. You leave a message or reach to me or Josh, and we'll definitely do everything we can to get you guys on. Thanks. Be safe. Love you. Peace out.